Okay. All right. Donna, I think, is recording now. So good to have you, Abigail.
Thank you.
Gwen's
That's
here.
Okay. Go ahead, because I'm still getting myself together.
Okie doke. Okay. Abigail, and we hope that she might be able to come to our face-to-face book study on a Sunday one day, probably on a day when it's not going to snow or anything like that.
Right.
Whenever you're ready, just let me know.
I will. Thank you.
I'll guide you there. But we're so glad that you're on board.
Thank you.
So, and
good evening.
Gus, we were just talking about you. How was your night last night? I was so concerned. You're sleeping. How did it go?
Last night was not too bad. The night before was a little better, but not too bad. I didn't have an interruption. Yeah.
Good. Marlene was just asking about you, and we were concerned. We're so happy you're on now.
She had called me, and I had my phone charging, so I left her a message, but I didn't call tonight because I suspected that she might be preparing for, tonight's session.
Oh, well, don't worry about it. We're just happy that you're on HeartShare.
Yeah. Let her know that I'm glad that she called me, and I really would like to, I have a question for her, so I really like to call her or talk to her sometime.
Okay, everybody, I guess we'll start now. And, oh, by the way, Phyllis, we will put you in our prayer list at the end of the class. We're all going to pray for you.
Thank you.
If you can stay at the end of the class.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be a little bit later. And I know it's later where you are, so that's why I'm warning you. But we will try to talk to you right away at the end of the class.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to mute everybody now. Hold on just a minute here. Okay, everybody is muted, and the way you unmute yourself is by hitting *6, and then after you have spoken, if we invite you to speak, you hit *6 again to mute yourself again. So right now we are muted, and I'm going to invite Marlene to take over and host this conference tonight, this class with Elmoria. This class is extremely important. It's talking about what's at stake for our country and for the world right now. So Marlene, take over.
Thank you, Donna. Good evening, everybody. So tonight we're going to have a wonderful class with our master, Elmoria, who speaks through David Christopher Lewis, who is the founder and the spiritual teacher of our Hearts Center movement. And he comes to help us understand why so much is at stake in this hour for America and for the world, and to help us understand the changes that are coming as we go through this shift and into the oncoming golden crystal age. So this is very exciting. So then at the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, you're going to be invited to stay with us to find out several things. One is what is happening in our community and how you can benefit from those activities. And you can ask questions and or share any of your insights and experiences that you have. And you can give us any prayer request and or join us in the prayer at the end of the class. So right now, together, I would like us to give our mission and vision statements. So I will read it, and you can say it with me if you like. So our vision is, within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self, and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. And our vision is we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the spirit, and we radiate light, and we live and love as one. Okay, so now we'll be reading several items that are on either your email or snail mail. We're going to start with the opening invocation. And as I read this, you are invited to join with me. I am loving the Lord my God with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my mind and with all my strength, and I am loving my neighbor as I love myself. And now we're going to continue with the thank you. Thank you, Father, Mother, God, for your light, your love that overflows as we emanated out to the whole world, going forth in great victory to our brothers and sisters. And thank you, El Moria and Archangel Michael, for your presence and protection of our heart share teleclass tonight. And now, with El Moria, we say, O Lord, show me the way to go. Act through me, manifest through me, live within me, and blaze forth your light through my heart, through my mind, through my will, and my soul, every moment of this day and night, so that your will, your wisdom, and your love may be fulfilled through me this day. O my beloved one, my God, my all. And so now we will be singing together the song that was sent to us, and it is called Master Moria, We Love You. And if you have our song book, it is song number 136. And this song will be our meditation and a visualization song for tonight's class. So as we sing this song, visualize great blue and violet angels of light surrounding everyone on this phone call, protecting all aspects of our class. And as we sing this song, I will be turning the class back over to Donna. Donna, are you there?
I'm here. We'll play the song now. Played the first verse so that we can get right into the class and have time to do all the things that we would like to do with you and share all the information that we have. So I'm going to go right in next to, here we go. I'm going in next to the actual heart stream. We call our, these, some people call them dictations. We call them heart streams with a heart center. And this is by El Moria, who is actually inspiring us in this heart stream to be men and women of action and take command of the challenges we have today like never before. Because in a very real sense, our lives, our country, our souls have been saved by this new administration, no matter what you think of it, and we're going to try to share with you how this could be and what our responsibilities are. So here we go.
Disciples of the Living Word, I am a master of action. And I ask you, dearest ones, to be men and women of action. Much is at stake in this hour for America and the world. And we see on the horizon many changes, even as they are already being outpictured in your world. There is a mandate from heaven. There is a mandate on earth of the people. And when these two mandates are aligned, the will of God manifests as a cosmic flow, as a charge of divine light, as frequencies of faith. And that which brings men and women back into their divine estate of alignment with their source.
I'm going to call on Cindy Hackenberg, and she's going to tell us what the mandates from heaven and earth, when the mandates from heaven and earth are aligned, what will occur and what are mandates. So, Cindy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I'll let you go ahead.
Okay. First of all, what is a mandate? There are several definitions for the word mandate. I believe the one that El Moria is using is the authority to carry out a policy or course of action of a candidate or party that is victorious in an election. Well, President Trump won the election now, and he has a mandate to form our government. Now, when the goals of President Trump and his administration are according to God's will, nothing will be able to stop them. Now, El Moria desires us to back up those goals and desires of God by our decrees, prayers, songs, affirmations, and fiats. When we do this, we are fulfilling our mandate with heaven. The Heart Center is pretty much doing this 24/7 with all the different broadcasts and happenings that are going on throughout the world at different times. In doing this, the will of God manifests as a cosmic flow, as a charge of divine light, as frequencies of faith, which will bring men and women back to their alignment with their source. So when this is happening, the two mandates flow together. Back to you, Donna.
Thank you, Cindy. That was excellent.
In recent years and decades, many have left off of the path of initiation by a desire for all things human rather than all things divine. Many desire their cake. Many desire many things, the pleasures of this world, the titillation of the senses, and that which brings them temporary pleasure. Yet where are those who will speak with audacity to direct men to the source of all God good? Save in the churches, temples, synagogues, and mosques of this world. Where are those who are calling to task the money changers of today and those who lead men and women down a pathway of darkness to total self-destruction and soul annihilation? Where are the prophets of this time who will stand to deliver our message without human embellishment, for the charge of that divine radiance that flows from the very word itself?
So another question that we have tonight is, who are the money changers and what should we be aware of concerning them? This is probably one of the most important questions we need answered tonight. And I'm going to call on Sharon Wallace, if you're there, Sharon, to answer this.
Yes, I'm here.
Great. Good.
Okay, the question, who are the money changers? A money changer is a person or organization whose business is the exchange of coins or currency of one country for that of another. This trade.
You got
this
it?
Do you want me to go further?
Yes, go ahead. I don't know what that interruption was.
Oh, okay. This trade is generally thought to be the origin of modern banking in Europe. The cleansing of the temple tells of Jesus expelling the merchants and the money changers from the temple. It occurs in all four Gospels of the New Testament. Some of the modern-day money changers consist of the Rothschilds, various royalty families around the world, especially England, also the Rockefellers, the Illuminati, Cabal, and the powers that be. The birth of the Federal Reserve, which is now empty, was brought about around 1900 by a handful of very wealthy banking families. In 1933, President F.D. Roosevelt took us off the gold standard, which meant the money was backed by gold, by metal, precious metal. In 1971, the international monetary system was changed from gold to fiat during the Nixon administration. Fiat is worthless paper money backed by nothing. These are just some of the modern-day money changers. I encourage you all to do further investigation on your own. Thank you. Back to you, Donna.
That was very precise and very good, Sharon. Thank you. Yes, it's very important for you to look up money changers and study how the federal banking system, which is now broke, and so that means really our dollars are backed by nothing. Even our metal that that's being produced now as coins are very cheap metal. So we'll go on from there, and thank you again so much, Sharon.
I come because the world requires realignment. And there are a few upon this earth who have that audacity to speak into the very teeth of that which is untrue, into the very nexus of the equation that is at stake in this hour, whereby all have the choice through free will to either allow to manifest the Spirit of God in their midst, or the spirit of the lesser self, which is not really a true spirit, but a miasma thereof. Therefore, do not decry the one in your midst whom the Almighty has chosen to shake things up from the ways of men and the way that they were, which is not in alignment with eternal truth and divine principles. Listen to the voice of the initiates in your midst, and those speak for us, who work for us, who act for us. Yes, it is a time of action, of resolve, of determination, of listening to the inner voice and obeying immediately in order that the light may manifest. Dimensions of heaven may again abide upon and within the earth and the lives of men, women, and children everywhere.
I'm going to stop for a minute because somebody is not muted. And so I'm going to re-mute us, and then we'll get back into the program here. So hold on just a minute here. I can hear somebody talking in the background. Okay, that should take care of it. Now, I'm going to talk for a few minutes here about Donald Trump. One of our questions is, why is Donald Trump our president, and what is our responsibility to him? A lot of people don't like him. And I don't know if you've ever heard the story of Nehemiah, but you can look it up in the Bible. And he's a man who had conquered the Jews, but God used him. And he used him to do what? He used him to build a wall to protect the Jews. You can read all about it in the Bible. And this is another example where a man who possibly didn't really know God, which is what it seemed like to most of us when we listened to him during the campaign, is being used mightily right now of God and has a number of men around him, people in his staff, particularly I think probably Vice President Mike Pence, who do know God, who are Christians, who have some spirituality in their background, at least. So what I'm going to tell you tonight is kind of interesting as to why is Donald Trump our president. And it'll be intermixed with what our responsibility is to him. On May 25th of last year, Lady Master Portia, the twin flame of Saint Germain, she came forth and said the following, quote, "Now I do not this day publicly advocate any particular candidate for the office of the President of the United States. And yet I say that if that one to whom great infamy has occurred, if that one somehow comes into this office, which is sanctified by the Lord God, then woe, woe, woe to this nation and her people." On July 27th of last year, Mighty Victory, a powerful angel from Venus, said, "If you desire the victory of ascended master chosen candidates in this coming election," and that means Congress as well as the president, "make your calls, your prayers, your fiats every day to me, and I will move heaven and earth so that the right hearts, the true hearts, are elected into office." And then he said, "Yes, there have been prophecies that a certain one would be elected and that there would be a decline within this nation. Yet I say this day that you, blessed ones, with me, can change this prophecy if we aver through the light of victory," which is me, that God can change everything in a flash In an instant, through the new victorious sense of a universe fulfilled in love and purposed in victory. So give your prayers, fiats, decrees, calls, songs to the universe so that all the saints and the angels of heaven will hear. And he went on to say, when they hear the roaring of your calls, compelling them to act, then the full exposure of the nefarious plots and strategies of the dark ones will occur and the light will arise and the new day will dawn. In other words, the truth is going to be exposed and the lies are going to be exposed. He goes on to say, I affirm that a dispensation has been granted to me to enter the scene of this planet through that Tuesday in November when the votes shall be cast. Do your work with me and my legions. The new day dawning shall be truly miraculous and victorious. I am victory. God's will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, victory was called mighty victory because in everything he set out to do, he was victorious. And he has not lost any of his efforts yet. The last quote I want to read to you is on New Year's Day. El Moria said, I stand in the capital of this nation as well as in New York City, and I am determined that this year and the next four will be absolutely God victorious in every way. I am placing a mantle soon upon the new President of the United States. I ask each of you to pray for God's will to manifest through him, his administration, and through the legislative body of his nation, of this nation, and the Supreme Court and all future appointees and judges. So what is our responsibility? What do we owe God and Donald Trump? To pray for them and his all of his cabinet and his team. He goes, Elmoria goes on to say, the realignment that is going to manifest will be great, yet the opposition from hell will also be something all of us will have to deal with daily. In other words, the opposition is going down screaming and hollering, and some people say kicking and hollering. He goes on to say, I send a ray to each of your hearts to engage you victoriously in the dynamism of God's will this year. Yes, dearest ones, heaven requires each and every one of you to fulfill the divine plan of the USA and the world. And then I'm taking these kind of out of context here in order to cover it all. He says, those often in other nations through the nexus of the dispensation of the USA to receive blessings also. And finally, on January 20th, El Moria said, there are many voices raised in opposition to what they perceive may be done within this administration. Let the light of mercy descend upon this nation, O masters of the seventh ray. Saint Germain steps forward, he says here, to blaze forth that light of cosmic freedom here. And then he says, there will be tangible manifestation of the first and the seventh rays in coming days. What is the first ray? That's the blue ray that Archangel Michael is on, El Moria is on, and the Divine Director. And the seventh ray is the violet flame ray, which is powerful. And if you can close your eyes and visualize violet flame shooting out into this world and into the administration and into Mr. Trump, you will be doing a powerful thing. And then you can say some of our violet flame prayers or sing some of our violet flame songs as you do this. He finishes here by saying, give God the authority to act in your world by raising your voices unto your source, your God, and imploring to him to safeguard humanity from the denizens of darkness and the machinations of mechanization man. Who is mechanization man? Well, he explains, those embodied who have plighted their troth to Satan and the darkness. We already know from numerous alternative news sources that there are a number of Satan worshipers involved in this. This really surprised me. I didn't believe it at first. I put it on the back burner of my brain, and now I'm seeing more and more come forth with even satanic rituals being done with children, and they're being done often with something called mind control or remote neural monitoring, which is a computerized satellite that can actually see on a screen, on a computer screen somewhere, what the body looks like that they are hovering over, and they can actually take a little thing like your mouse, similar to that, and touch different parts of the body and make it feel pain, or they can rape a person this way. And I have, unfortunately, in a way, been an observer of this happening to somebody, and it's a horrible thing. And this has got to come into the light and be removed. And I would appreciate your prayers for this to happen very soon, that this pedophile ring business that you're reading about, if you read the alternative news, and you will even hear about it on Fox News, Lou Dobbs just talked about it tonight, pray about this to be exposed. Nobody should have their freedom of thinking removed from them, or they should not, nobody should be puppetized, which is what is happening across this planet now, and this needs to be revealed. People don't know it's happening. So with that, he says, they have no power. Their day is done. To those who would disrupt this inauguration, this next 4 years also, he said above, you are bound by the power of God and the legions of Archangel Michael. So that's pretty powerful right there. And now we will go on here to hear the rest of this wonderful heart stream.
You can do many things on this earth that bring you joy and fleeting happiness. Yet those things which you accomplish for God and with God bring the eternality of spirit into the present moment. And the energies employed live on beyond this world and lifetime in eternity. Through that love impressed within action, through that light distilled in the crucible of being, through your work and service, to your dedication and uncompromising attitude. Dearest one, how may you act today on behalf of God? This is a question you may ask upon arising. O Lord, show me the way to go. Act through me. Manifest through me, live within me, and blaze forth your light through my heart, through my mind, my will, and my soul, every moment of this day, so that your will, your wisdom, and your love may be fulfilled through me this day, O my beloved one, my God, by all. You have your consecration prayer, and you have felt the empowerment that manifests when you utter those sacred words, wherein you allow God the ability, the permission to act within your life.
Just briefly, if anybody would like that consecration prayer, because you can't afford for some reason to get our prayer book, I will be glad to send you a copy of it or tell you how to get the prayer book at the end of the class. I can either email it to you or I can mail it to you, depending on your situation. And another thing that I'm going to mention here is in a second he talks about think of a new world, where every man, woman, and child is ensconced within God's will. The most important thing here is to visualize the outcome. One of the things that I hesitate doing sometimes is asking for prayer from somebody who I know is going to visualize my situation instead of the outcome I want to see. So if I call somebody and I say, oh, I can hardly walk, I've got arthritis in my hip today and it's really bothering me, you know what they sometimes do? They visualize me as humped over, shuffling along, and in pain. It's easy to do that when somebody describes their situation to you, but you've got to switch that to seeing them standing upright and walking free of pain. So when we visualize what we want to see happen in this new administration, we must visualize these wonderful outcomes. And I even have a list of about 10 things that President Trump has already done that are quite a... So feel free, any of you, to stay over at the end of class, and I will be glad to help you further.
Think of a new world where every man, woman, and child is ensconced within God's will, God's love, God's wisdom, every day, every hour, every moment. What a world it would be, blessed ones. Well, it can be now through you, in your universe, in what you co-create through your awareness, your consciousness, in this moment. And when you employ, through an attitude of gratitude, the fullness of who you are in your givingness, heaven truly does abide upon earth through the nexus of your heart. And that light sphere of love that you embody, your symbol of light. You know these truths. You have felt the divine impulses manifesting in your world. You have felt us gently and yet, sometimes with great pressure, goading you to your God presence, to your God attainment, to your God fulfillment and the light. Do not be deceived by those who decry change. For change is the order of this day and of many days in the immediate future of this nation and many nations. Unless the negative momentums continue that are set in motion by the dark ones. One voice rings out to decry the globalist forces of darkness that would assail the bastions of freedom in this nation and every nation. Pray for your leader and all of your leaders that they may fulfill God's plan. Not everything that will emerge will be in perfect alignment with God's will, and yet an ancient prophecy is manifesting in this hour and manifesting in truth because of the righteous who have prayed and held the light and the fire within them. In order that God's plan, God's will, may manifest. Some have even railed against what we have shared through this dispensation of late, believing the lying media, the mass media, rather than going within to ascertain the divine truth of the present moment. To alignment with God everywhere.
Another question we are answering tonight is, why is change the order of the day and how do we deal with it? I'm going to call on Lenore Harris. Lenore, are you there? And she will answer this question. Lenore, if you're there, hit star 6. Okay, I may try this again. Maybe I have muted her too much.
Hello.
Okay. Lenore, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, I'll let you go ahead.
Okay. Why is change the order of the day? Well, we are at a historic point in our country and in this planet, actually. Change must occur. Change is the order of the day because change is required for an upturning to the light. So much that has been going on in these past decades and even before that have been on a downward spiral where the alignment of the people is not in alignment with the will of God. The governments, the decisions of the governments, the decisions of their courts are not in alignment with the will of God. When a nation or a planet has as what they are living by things that are antithetical to the will of God, the only way it can go is a downward spiral and a decline. And so we are at the point where fortunately we may be able to turn things around and see that this nation enacts laws that are in accordance with the laws of God, that there is a respect for all life, that the immigration laws are such that people are welcome to this country. They are welcome to come here legally, but those laws must be in place that are in accordance with the way God would have us live our lives. So we are very fortunate that we have this opportunity because it is an absolute must at this time that change is the order of the day and change, we are very hopeful that change will come. And our responsibility is to visualize that change, like Donna was saying, visualize the outcome that we desire, pray for that. I would like to share with you a little recommendation that will help with this. In seeing what we desire, it is called, it's on the Heart Center website under the YouTube channel. It's called Beyond 2012, A Vision of the Golden Crystal Age. And it is magnificent. It has beautiful, beautiful pictures, beautiful music, and the words of the Bodhisattva Manjushri. And I highly recommend you watching this and watching it a number of times, anytime you need that reminder that, yes, this is the change that we can have. And the way to access that is when you go to the YouTube channel, you have, click on the search and put in Beyond 2012, and it'll come up. So that is what I'd like to share. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Lenore. That was great. Yes, that was a wonderful recommendation. I hope you can do that. Beyond 2012 will help you visualize what we are anticipating in the crystal golden age, the golden crystal age.
There is no place for fanaticism, and yet, dearest ones, there is always a place for the truth at the table of the Lord. And that table presented to mankind among his sons and daughters, children of light everywhere. The prophets have been ignored and slaughtered in past ages because the people did not like what they shared of God's word and message. And so it is again today that many cry out, believing the lie, and yet the truth stands before them. And the word of God emerges in spite of their ignorance, their dissonance, their worship of mammon and of temporary pleasure,
Okay, I'm going to ask Barbara Gabbert to share with us why is or what is the lie that people are decrying? What is this lie that he's referring to that is occurring right now today and has been occurring for probably the last 8 years at least and maybe longer? Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. I'll let you go ahead and answer that question.
The lie. Well, the big lie, in my opinion, is that worldly things will bring you happiness. And I think what El Moria is talking about here is the worship of money and temporary pleasure, materialism and consumerism, and relying on technology and science for the answers to everything in our world instead of spirituality and looking to God. Remember that old song by the Beatles, Money Can't Buy Me Love? Well, that's basically the thought here. And he actually says, look not to man for the answers, look to God as the source, with a capital S, source. And I found a really good scripture in the Bible, Romans 1, verse 25. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator. And we see this all around us in the world today where people are so dependent on technology for their answers to everything instead of looking within to their own divine teacher within themselves and seeking the answers from the Holy Spirit or from God. They look to the worldly authorities for the answers to everything. And those are my comments.
Thank you, Barbara. That was excellent. And speaking of looking to worldly authorities for the answers to everything, that's what was occurring in the last administration. Work was not necessary. Everybody could get a stipend or a check, and there were many, many easy ways to do that. Everybody was going to be supported by the government. And the second thing was being told, you could call it globalism. The whole world was going to come under this type of puppetizing. One of our presidents, in fact, was even quoted as saying, we need mind control over the masses. That's the only way to have peace, if you can imagine that. I'm not going to say his name because you won't believe it. But if you want to know, talk to me later. Okay, let's move on. Thank you again, Barbara. That was great.
What is harmony? Harmony is that which arises from within when your heart sings with authenticity the song of eternal freedom in the unity field of beingness in God's heart. Harmony is not the peace of illusion. That which is temporary and leads all to the poppy fields of Maya. Peace is won through work, through effort, through sacrifice. And the patriots of light of this and past ages have encouraged all to strive in the integrity of the freedom flame and illumination's flame so that those hard-won freedoms will not be ignored or taken for granted by those who have not learned the lessons of the past and utilize this understanding and wisdom to allow that freedom to prevail everywhere. Do I speak with what you consider to be a blue edge of intensity you may not really appreciate? If so, so be it. For it is time that many of you stand more firm in your resolve to dedicate and consecrate each day of your life, the singular cause of personal and planetary freedom, enlightenment, and the joy that will come when all are one with God eternally, living within that grace, that light, that love. Soul freedom. The soul freedom of every light bearer, light worker, light sharer is at stake. Many have not yet awakened to the highest truths that we espouse. You can assist them by lovingly offering wisdom teachings of the Ascended Masters through this dispensation to assist them in their own awakening process according to God's timetable for them. You will love them. You will see them immaculate in their presence. You will feed them, nurture them, succor their spirits at times they are in pain, temporarily abiding in a state of self-deception or illusion.
So he talks about soul freedom here, and the soul freedom of every light bearer or every sentient being, every person who is open to spiritual growth or seeking. And I'm calling on Dwayne Dubrowski tonight to answer this last question. How is our soul freedom at stake? Dwayne, you there?
Hi, yes. It sounds like El Moria answered that question in that it is the illusion and deception, self-deception and illusion, and the world's indoctrination that are keeping people in less than God consciousness about what truly is going on. And that's why the wisdom teachings are so essential now. And they have to be able to see the truth and be able to have the discernment to know what is actual and what is perhaps a manipulation. Also, all the effluvia that comes through the entertainment industry and the educational system and within the media, it does take greater discernment. So we have to pray deeply for ourselves and for every part of life, especially those who are ready to receive the higher teachings of the Ascended Masters, so that we can really put forth a wall of light, waves of light, rivers of light throughout this planet to raise up the consciousness of the peoples so that they can see the way to go. And then also that has been said, the holding the immaculate concept for everyone and visualizing the perfect outcome. I think, too, even including studying the Constitution and our Bill of Rights and knowing what we are up against in that There is so much deception and so much manipulation of those documents that are essential to our physical freedom and our soul freedom to be receptive to the truths that are available to us. So we pray that all the souls who are ready for these higher wisdom teachings may indeed find those who can give them the keys and opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, Dwayne. That's great. Yes, she's right. And this is, she's really talking here about our opportunity to share what we know with others. And how do we do that? How do we do that in the world today? Well, first of all, we have to be an example to others and be so full of love and light that people want to be with us and around us and want to know why we are happy in the midst of all of this chaotic activity. In I read a little bit from Lady Master Portia's heart stream last year, and one of the things she invited us all to do was to come to her classes on the Constitution and on the amendments and on the Bill of Rights, on all of the laws. And I did go to them, but I have to confess I didn't study them. I didn't do my homework too well. I have done it a little more, but I have thought several times when I had opportunities to talk to people at this little church I go to that were very much against Trump, some of them, I would have had great opportunities to share with them some of the things in the Constitution if I'd been more with it. And a couple of times I did with what I did learn. So it is important to know your Constitution, know your Declaration of Independence, and know what our government stands for. And Dwayne is so right. This is our lives at stake. We could lose our soul freedom if we did not know what we believe in, what we're standing for, and what our country was founded on.
We cannot, dearest ones, just wipe away the darkness because of one call. The path must be walked intrepidly by all. There is no easy way to the ascension. Yes, the road is much easier when you are reconsecrated each day to God's will, manifesting within your world. The pathway is lit by the fires and the graces of heaven. Come unto you to put your trust, your faith, your hope in God. You love God with your entire being. Look not to man, the answer, human dilemma. Look to God for the source of all the essentials, the wisdom, the energy, the truth that will set you free to soar, to be who you are. Act, O men and women, O initiates of God. Act, be forthright, move, and direct the stream of your will in the present moment to the highest work set before you. Do not dilly-dally, for you know not the hour of your soul's departure from this plane or that of any other in your midst. Act, be, decide, move. The pressures of heaven will work their alchemy through you to bring forth miracles untold. miracles of gold. I am your El Morya. Thank you for being the active one, the vital one, the flaming one of God.
I would like to share one quote from Archangel Gabriel. He said, "You, whose auric field yet remains even a conductor of the great central sun magnet, a conductor of the light, attention, be aware, for through you and only through you can the Lord God save that which can be saved in the hour of planetary darkening and transition. May all who love the light respond as you have responded, to tarry here and give these mantras, these decrees, these prayers by the hour, Archangel Gabriel." And we have the decrees, the songs, the prayers. And many times when a master comes to speak through David Christopher Lewis, after we have done our decrees and songs in the morning broadcasts, whatever we have time to do, because I know many of you work, but I hope you'll join us at least by telephone. You can either join us by telephone or by your computer. Join us for those few minutes, because the master speaks through David and says, "You know what you just did? You just got rid of so much evil in this country. You did so much of that in that country. And the angels were able to save and rescue 150 children in Kenya, Africa today because of your calls." So you want that behind you, because this is raising you up to the highest levels of being when you do this. It's a wonderful thing to join with us in these activities, of which Donna Dregan will be sharing with us in a few minutes. Donna, will you seal this class in prayer and invite the people to stay after that would like to?
Yes. In the name I am that I am, we thank you, El Morya, for your telling us about the mandate from heaven and the mandate on earth and how we can align them and how our prayers and our visualizations will help us. We are grateful for you, and we will pray for our president and his appointed government, and pray that all of his plans and acts are of God's will. Amen.
And amen. Thank you. Now, we are letting you go go about your business, but any of you who would like to stay for the next little while, we will answer questions, and we will take your prayer requests, and we will pray for you, and talk about anything you would like to for the next 15 to 30 minutes. So those of you who would like to stay, please stay, and please know that if you want to ask a question, you hit star and then 6 to ask a question. First, I'm going to let Donna give some announcements regarding what's going on, and then we will continue.
Okay, there's a lot going on. First of all, we in our Heart Center, we have a new radio homepage broadcast 24/7. Go to the homepage and there's a link. It's in.
Hello.
What happened?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering. His phone was dead.
Did your phone go dead too? I hope everybody else is on.
I'm here.
Okay. Well, it sounded like Donna's phone went dead.
Yeah.
So let's see. We have a number of announcements. Does anybody there have the last? Let's see. How could we get those real quick? See if I can get them real quick on my computer.
A dignitary that
you've been cutting out some. You're very garbly right now. I'm not sure what the issue is, whether it's my phone or your connection or what, but you've been cutting in and out for a little while.
I have been cutting in and out. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay. March the 12th, Living Our Inner Truth. And this is by Charles Gadfrey. It's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mountain Time. All of these are Mountain Times. March 26th, Dennis Fisher is giving one, Mindful Meditation Within Nature and How to Master the Great Silence. March 16th through 19th, San Diego, California, Spring Equinox Retreat and Mary University class, Serapis Bay on Adeptship and the Ascension. April 26th, Mountain View, California, Author Workshop, East West Bookstore. April 28th through 30th, San Mateo, California, New Living Expo. And May 1st, in California, San Rafael Author Talk, Open Secret Bookstore. May 25th through 28th, in Sweden, there is a conference that you can access on via the computer. Light from Venus and the Holy Kamaras come to illumine Scandinavia. And June 16th, Livingston, Montana, which will be a Meru class university event, and also in the garden with Anastasia. June 17th through 20th, Livingston, Montana, Divine Mercy comes to save you and the earth, Kuan Yin and Heavenly Mothers, East and West. June the 30th through July 2nd, Cape Town, South Africa, Gnostic Holistic Festival, and you can access that via the computer. August 10th through 13th, Mount Shasta, California, Mary event, I Am the Light of the World. Jesus and Saint Germain share New Aquarian I Am teachings with the disciples in September 21st through 24th, Chicago Autumn Equinox event, Experience the Heart of Loving Kindness and the Joy of Compassion, and the 12 Archangels, Lumen Chicago with Cosmic Joy, October 22nd, tentative date, Livingston, Montana with a simulcast to Minneapolis, 3-hour event, and that's free, October 22nd. You are also a messenger of light and how to deliver your Holy Spirit gifts with grace, December 16th through 20th, in Mexico City and Mexico. The Holy Family blesses Mexico with the light of freedom, justice with Saint Germain and Portia come to illumine families everywhere. We hope you can access some of these, if not all of them. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Barbara, did you say I've been cutting out most of the time?
I can hear you now.
When was I cutting out? Or do you know? I mean, how long ago?
Oh, about 5 minutes ago.
Okay, so
it was warbly for a little
while. We've been hearing you continually.
Okay,
maybe
good.
Yes, Donna. I've had no problem hearing you.
All right, good. I was kind of worried.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, let's start taking some prayer requests, or does anybody have any questions about tonight's class?
Who was that person you said that the dignitary that made that comment?
Comment that we might have to be put, that he thought that the only way to world peace was by mind control?
That's right.
That was George Bush, the senior. George Bush.
He was the head of the CIA, you know.
Yes, he was the one that was, he was the head of the CIA, and there are many problems right now with the intelligence agencies, of which there are 17, and they don't all get along, and they compete with each other. And in the end, they really have control over the president in a lot of ways because they have, they know everything he says and does, and that's really not right. So there are a lot of problems with the intelligence agencies, and the CIA is one of them. George Bush, the senior, did not begin to realize what he was getting into when he said, we need a new world order. I don't believe he really understood. Maybe he did, but it's hard for me to think that right now from some of the things I've learned.
Did you know that Barbara Bush was Aleister Crowley's daughter?
No, I didn't know that. Wait, I did hear that once. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. That's interesting. Okay. Any other questions?
I would like just to advocate that we all also pray that Trump has people he can trust around him, because there's so much stuff going on, so many different kinds of people, that he has some people that he can trust around him, so that when he speaks, it's not sent to someone else because they're friends.
That's right. Very, very good thing. Okay, we'll take prayer requests then from now on. And unless you have anybody thinks of a question, feel free to bring it up.
I have a question. This is Abigail.
Yes, Abigail.
Hi. You mentioned the consecration prayer and the prayer book.
Mm-hmm.
If I can give you my email, can I get a copy, or tell me how to get a copy?
Yes, I would be glad to send you a copy. And there is a way you can get it online. Trying to think of an easy way to tell you. You can go to, let me go there. So I do this, so much of this automatically, I forget how I do it. You go to our website. Yes.
Prayers and Songs.
Yes, you go to Prayers and Songs.
Okay.
Under broadcast, there's a purple banner across the top, and the third thing on it says broadcast, and then you click on that, and you'll see this download of things. And one of them is Prayers and Songs. You click on the Prayers and Songs, and it'll take you to a page that says Songs, Prayers and Mantras, New Age Rosaries, Call Sheets, and Prayer Sheets. You
okay.
click up on the top where it says Prayers and Mantras, and I think that's where you will find it. It's I'm clicking there right now, and I believe it. The one you would want is 0.006. It's called Prayer of Consecration as You Rise Each Morning. It's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's about the eighth one down from the top under Prayers and Mantras. And
okay.
then if you want to print it out, you click on it again. Let's see here if I can do that. And it'll take you to a page that tells you how to print it out.
Okay, I'll get it. Thanks.
Great. And if you have any trouble, just email me. Now my email's a little more complicated.
I can check with Abigail.
Donna,
she's in Maryland. Yeah.
Okay, great. Good.
I'll call her.
Donna. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're so welcome, Abigail. I'm so glad you were able to join us. All right. Do we have any more prayer requests tonight?
I would like to thank you for praying for my sister. She had 35% kidney function, and now it's up to 47.
Oh, wonderful. What was her first name again?
Her name is Susan. Her Susan Strong.
Susan Strong, that's right. I remember that her name was Susan now. 47% kidney function, that's a good improvement, especially
yes, it is.
She's been suffering for a while. All right. We will thank God for that and pray for her continued improvement. Any other prayer requests tonight?
Donna, this is Vicki, and I would like prayer for my brother, Mark Simon. He's just been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and he's using the medical marijuana, and it's controlling his tremors, and I'm just praying that he continues to heal and the medical marijuana continues to control it so that he can keep working his job.
What kind of job does he have?
Well, he, believe it or not, he lives up in Colorado, and he works in the distribution plant for marijuana, and he packages it up and everything. So, and he makes really good money, so he wants to keep hold of his job.
Yes, a lot of people are finding that the medical marijuana is very helpful for pain and for many other things. There's certain aspects of it that are rather miraculous at this time.
Yes.
Okay. Any more prayer requests?
Yes, I have one.
Mm-hmm.
This is Carlene Tagstrom from Sioux City.
Hi, Carlene.
Yes, I haven't been on for several weeks because of various reasons. Anyway, I'm so depressed. I'm 93. And
wow.
My kidneys are only working about halfway, and my heart, I have atrial fibrillation. And I'm just so depressed because I can't do the things I used to do. And I think I'm really grieving about that here I am wanting to do so much and not able to do it. My sons won't let me drive anymore either, and because I'm just not, one of my doctors calls me fragile anyway, and they tell me, take care of yourself. You took care of your family for so long, now take care of yourself. But
do you have a rural transportation there that you can call?
Yes, my two of my sons live with me, and one does help me very, very much. The other one is not well and does as much as he can. But, yes, I do get transportation. My son does that for me, takes me places. But one of the reasons I'm depressed is the state of the world. I mean, here we have abortion. We have marijuana is not good. It's not good.
Well, it depends on how it's being used and what it's used for. And that's, you're right, though. Basically, it started out with a very bad usage.
Well, I know that the Indians used it as a tea for heart mm-hmm. trouble, but I would never take it. Gay marriage and transgender, all these things are, they're not right. And I'm just so depressed over the whole thing that the world is just going to rack and ruin because of it. One of the things about transgender is that if a person came in a male body, he's supposed to learn to be a male. And another one is, or a female body, he's supposed to learn to be a female. Because we all change bodies over all the years that we've been living on Earth and other planets. But anyway, I just wish I could somehow get over this this terrible depression. So,
well,
I'd
I'll
like
tell
prayers
you,
for that.
You know something? Those of us who are heart friends and in the heart center, we have a lot less to be depressed about than the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Because we've got these fantastic promises that we are going into the golden age, the new age. And
I hope
that
so.
Is standing. Everything that's coming in the roads ahead, we just have to go through the labor pains. Our planet is going through the labor pains right now. We're trying to come out from Armageddon and go into the new age. The
uh-huh.
golden, the what is, I always get it mixed up. It's golden crystal age. And it's an age in which we will be in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. And we will be radiating light and we will live and love as one. And when Jesus prayed that it would be on earth as it is in heaven, that's being answered. So you have to look to the future and be thankful for what you have been here and accomplished by the many decrees that you did with Lois in the past and that you've done on your own. I would suggest that you write down, if you have the decree book, write down 60.010. That's called megajoules of joy. And do that every time you start to feel depressed. It will pull you out of it. Another one
okay.
is we have one called CS24, which is on visualizing. It's called the Labors of Hercules, but it's on visualizing this wonderful golden crystal age that we're going into, and it is absolutely beautiful. And another one is the one that Dwayne mentioned by Manjushri. But the main things that I think you could do with your situation there are those two things that I told you, 60.010 and CS24, and I can send them both to you, Carlene, if you would like.
Yes, I would like that.
Okay, I've circled it, and I will do that.
Also, Donna, Carlene, if you can visualize, just like Elmoria said tonight, the mandates, you know, from heaven and earth, and if you can visualize what we want, and if you can't visualize it, then maybe if you have time, you might even do a treasure map and put some beautiful pictures of what we would like for the world to be like.
Mm-hmm. Well,
now, these are all
I
coming.
Certainly
that's...
do I don't feel like this all the time, but
well, I know,
the
it's
thought
miserable.
Of having a Donald Trump for president is bad enough.
Oh, it's a good thing. It's a good thing that we have Donald Trump. He's saving this planet from what it was. We were
really
going to...
you really think so?
Oh yes. If you've been able to hear any of the heart streams at all, they all say that. And I just read all those quotes by El Moria and Lady Master Portia and Mighty Victory that all indicate that Donald Trump was chosen for this time. Not only
really?
That, but the people that he has around him are Christians, especially Mike Pence, the vice president, who gave his testimony on TV.
I heard that,
He's now a very close friend of Donald Trump's. And let me tell you one other thing that I haven't told anyone. When Donald Trump visited Liberty University or Liberty College, I think it's in Tennessee, he visited that, and the reporters were all there. It was during his campaign, towards the end. And when he came out of the dean's office, he had tears running down his cheeks. Well, the dean...
I did not quite understand what you said.
When he came out of the dean's office at Liberty College, this is Donald Trump, he came out of the college, he had tears running down his cheeks. And the reporters that were all gathered around, from the mainstream media especially, they all asked him why he was crying or why he had these tears. And he didn't say anything, but the dean came out behind him and said, he just made a decision for Christ.
Really?
And then Donald Trump turned to the reporters and he said, you are not to report this. He said, I don't want people to think that this is part of my campaign, that I'm trying to win people over by them knowing what I just did. Well,
really?
Of course, the mainstream media was not going to tell because they did not want that very thing to happen. They didn't want to think, oh, goody, Donald Trump has become a Christian. They did not want us to know that. So it was not reported in the mainstream media. But I have seen it on some of the Christian alternative news sources.
Well,
you know, this week he was speaking among thousands and thousands of people, and his wife was to introduce him into his speech. And she started, the first thing that she did was give the Lord's Prayer. And, you know, it was just, and he didn't even know that she was going to give it. But that's how she, it was really, really very beautiful.
It was
profound.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was so excited that he did that. And Lou Dobbs said right after that, he said, this is the first time a first lady has ever done anything like this, giving the Lord's Prayer. And, of course, the chaotic reaction by the mainstream media was bad. They said, oh, this is so bad. This is so, what's the word they use? Whatever it was they used, they meant that, you know, you can't do that because that's offensive to other religions, if you can imagine.
Yeah, silly, yeah.
And of course, El Moria complimented that. The masters think that's a wonderful thing that she did. So, So Carlene, don't worry about it. It's coming. It's just that we have to go through some labor pains first. And Donald Trump, of course, he made a lot of mistakes in his past. But we're Christians and we forgive him. And he's a Christian and he's changing little by little. At one point towards the end of his campaign, he said, I did some things that I am very ashamed of, and I hope you will forgive me. I remember him saying that, not in quite those words, but he said, basically, I'm really sorry for some of those things that I did in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the things that they accused him of simply did not happen. Mm-hmm. People were paid off to accuse him of things. So don't worry about it. It's a good thing that he's president. In fact, he's probably saved our lives.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. So don't take the mainstream media. I don't know if you have Fox News there, but the only news I would watch when I watch it is Fox News because they're closest to being truthful. And there are a number of people on Fox News that are Christians. Lou Dobbs is a Christian. Sean Hannity is a Christian. I don't know about Bill O'Reilly. He's a Catholic, strong Catholic anyway, and he's got strong morals. So a lot of them are Christians. And, oh, I know, what's his name? Hume, or whatever his name, something Hume. he's a Christian. He talked about going to a Christian conference that he, that's where he'd gone on his vacation. So they are people that are a little more reliable on that station if you can watch Fox News. So we will pray for you, Carlene, for joy and and relief of your depression, and I will send you those two things.
Okay,
well, isn't
you.
It true that, you know, homosexuals are only like about 3% and they've kind of manipulated us around?
Well, yes. It's gotten out of hand. And at least one good thing that Trump has done is he's already put into action a rescindance of the laws that Obama had put that you could go into any bathroom where you felt comfortable. So that's going to be changed with a lot of reaction, of course, from the negative side of politics.
Well, so, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm very,
we could,
I'm very
I could read off, if we had time, about 10 wonderful things that are just exactly what we know God wants that Trump has already put into action. So just stay with it. When you get sad, you can read this prayer that I'm going to send you and just have lots of joy and visualize the good things coming down the road.
Okay.
Donna?
Yes.
I have a friend who happened to be an evangelist, and she told me, too, the same thing, that the reason Trump was elected, it was because God was using him to save us and to get a lot of things straightened out. Yes.
That's right. That's right, Anna.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. That is wonderful what you have told us today. It's just, I guess, goosebumps. Oh, my God. Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do we have any more prayer requests?
I do for myself.
Okay.
It is Anna, you know. Next Tuesday at 2:30 in the afternoon, I'm supposed to go to the cardiologist to go to get the one of those Holter monitors, you know, installed on me for 24 hours to see how my heart is doing. And I just hope that I'm doing better so I can, you know, start getting rid of all these medications that I've been on since July last year, because I'm not too thrilled about taking all this stuff. So hopefully, you know, I get back on my feet and I can be back to normal. And thank you very much for all your prayers, because I can see myself getting stronger and getting better and feeling that I'm almost back to my old self. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Well, thank you, Anna, and we will. We'll pray that when you see your cardiologist that you will have better results and that your heart will continually get stronger.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Any other prayer requests? Okay, I'd like to put in a prayer for my daughter, Karina, that is struggling with depression also. And unfortunately, I'm not the one to help her. And that's hard for me because as a mother, I tend to think I know exactly what she should do. And she's struggling with alcoholism. And she also takes tranquilizers, and I think they're still in her system when she drinks the alcohol, which turns her into somebody entirely different. So I would like prayer for her. Her name is Karina, Karina Korth. And also I'd like prayer for my employee, Ron Watson, who is still under mind control. But I would like you to pray that it will be over with this weekend, Sunday and Monday, whatever. I think it'll take 1 to 2 days. And I have some encouraging information that it might be over Sunday or Monday or both days. So pray for the mind control thing that he's been under for all his life. And it's over the years, it's gotten more and more sophisticated, so it's been worse as he's gotten older. So those are the two things that I have for my daughter's alcoholism and for Ron Watson, my employee.
Ron Watson.
Any other prayer requests?
I have a request.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it's Linnell talking. Did I unmute myself? Or?
No, you're on.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I'm not quite sure how this works. I think you guys had helped me pray before for my health, just to try to get it out of foreclosure and get a modification program,
mm-hmm.
and to be able to solidify proper employment, to be able to pay for the continuous ongoing expenses of the home. And I do thank you. I think I might have received some positive news saying that it's going in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to thank, you know, all those who have been helping out with that. And I'd like to be able to use the home for spiritual things and have meetings or representations over here for the masters, or have a place where people can come to be able to gather, to maybe study, learn, you know, whatever business we can conduct for the masters. And of course, I need a home base to be able to do these spiritual things from. So I just feel it would be better to be able to keep my home where I am in New York, to be able to try to do these things rather than have to be ousted out of here and struggling, trying to look for a space and place to live that might not be the best alternative. So I'm just grateful for prayers and for assistance that I've been getting from people about that. And I'm just asking for some ongoing help with that, and for whatever happens here to be God's will, because I do want that. You know, I'd like it to be God's will. So thank you.
Tell me your name once more.
My name is Linnell.
Linnell, that's what I thought. You spell it L-A-N-E-L-L-E?
It's actually with a Y. It's L-Y-N-E-L-L-E.
L-Y-E-L-L-E.
L-Y-N-E-L-L-E, Linnell.
Okay, L-Y-N-E-L-L-E.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I love that name. That's so pretty. Okay, we will. How's the situation there? Are you in New York City?
I am in Westchester County, right outside the city. So
right outside the city.
I'm in the suburbs right outside the city.
Okay, good. We will pray for that for you, Linnell. That would be wonderful if we had a house there where spiritual things could go on. That would bring so much light to the area.
Yeah. Yes, excellent. Awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are there any more prayer requests?
Yeah, Donna, this is Lenore.
Mm-hmm.
I got a text from Marcia. I read it early this morning, and she said that her daughter Charity was having a real downturn that she hasn't seen in a long time. Charity's been doing really well for probably a year and a half at least. She has been on drugs and... So she didn't go into it. It was just a text. She just said, fiats are in order. You know, please pray for Charity. So that's all I know. And I just realized that we could do that tonight.
And let's also add justice.
Yeah, justice. Yeah, justice. Ongoing prayers for justice.
Yeah, that's
and his.
Is Charity's brother, Amarsha's.
Yes.
And justice has a condition that I can never say it, but it's a... It's like a horrendous form of chronic fatigue syndrome in the worst possible form, where you're out on your back, flat on your back, and you are limited. Everything is accentuated in your nervous system, sounds, people turning a page or walking across the floor or anything is extremely unnerving to your whole body. You can't move. You're in pain with everything that you do. It's a very... trying situation, and Marcia is his caregiver 24/7. So we'll pray for him too, and also want us to pray for Phyllis Bueller tonight. Phyllis, I don't know if you're still there because it would be pretty late for you, but we will be praying for you tonight, Phyllis. Okay, Phyllis has, she's been feeling attacked by negative energies and entities. That's the best way I can express it. We don't know why or where or the, you know, the ins and outs of this, but we will pray for her protection. And now let's take some, let's see, we've got Lenore and Donna and Barbara. Cindy, are you still there? Marlene, are you there? Or Sharon? If anybody else is there, let me know. Otherwise,
Dwayne's
Donna
there.
And, oh, Dwayne, you're there, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, good. So, Dwayne, would you take the first two requests, which are for President Trump and his team and for Rebecca's sister, Susan Strong, who has the her kidneys are starting to get well. And then, Barbara, if you could take Mark Simon, Vicky's brother, who has Parkinson's. He's been using medical marijuana to help control this. So if you would pray for Vicky's brother, Mark Simon, and if you would pray for Carlene and this depression she goes through from time to time. See, that's Gwen and Barbara. Lenore, could you take Anna's request for her heart to improve and for her to get a good readout from her cardiologist that she's going to go see very soon again? She has a 2:30 appointment. And let's see. So I've got Donna praying for Mr. Trump and Rebecca's sister. Barbara's praying for Mark, Simon, and Carlene. Gwen is praying for Anna. And also, Gwen, would you take Corina Korth, my daughter?
Actually, you told me Trump and Susan. Did I hear that incorrectly?
No, I thought you did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I meant to say, okay, I have Trump with Donna
okay.
Dregan.
No.
Okay.
And also, okay, we'll change this around a little bit. I'm getting ahead of myself. If you, Don, if you could take President Trump and his team, and if you could take Rebecca's sister, Susan Strong, and since there's nine things here and there's just four of us, I think, let's see how we do this. Mark, Simon, and that's Vicky's brother, and Carlene, let's see. Barbara, did I ask you to take those two? Barbara, are you there? I think maybe she's got phone problems. Okay, so Donna has Trump
yes,
and Susan.
Yes, I'm here. I just forgot to hit star six again.
Oh, okay. Okay, Barbara, so you have Mark, Simon, and Carlene. And then
right.
Gwen, I'm giving you Anna and Corina Korth. And I think I gave that to Lenore first. But Lenore, if you will take Ron Watson and Linnell. Lenore, you got that?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'll take Lenore's request for Marcia and Justice and Charity, and I'll pray for Phyllis. Okay, Donna.
Can you hear me? I had one more request that I wanted to ask you for prayers for the removal of something that was put on my foot. This individual either astrally or physically came and slapped something on my foot. And it moves, it's taking my vitality. I'm extremely thin, and it's very painful. It's on the left foot, but it transfers to the right, and I really desire a blessing from God for this thing to be removed from my feet.
I will pray that for you, Phyllis. I will pray
Thank
that. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Donna, you go ahead and start.
Okay. In the name I am that I am, we call to Maximus Miracle Matrix to surround our Donald Trump, our president, and all of his cabinet. Mighty Victory, Hercules, all of heaven, please come to his aid. Help him always do the will of God. Help him to hear the voice of God. And help him to keep his peace and his control of his temper through all of this negativity that's going around him constantly. Please have his cabinet be honest and faithful to him. Let him be at peace knowing that his cabinet is going to be with him. And please let him have the best of the cabinet, the very, very best and honest and loyal. And let K-17 expose the truth and expose the lies of all of the people around him in the White House, all around Washington, D.C., that are planning destruction in any form. Please help all of the light bearers visualize the very, very best that that we want to see at all times and try to not think of the negativity going around us daily, hourly, but minute by minute. Let us concentrate on the wonderful plans that he's going to complete for the making America strong, making America respected again, helping our people. We ask this in the name I am that I am. And we ask also, I call upon the mothers of heaven to help Susan Strong and surround her with the mothers and with Raphael and Hilarion and Mother Mary and Lady Francesca, Jesus and Magda. Help her become strong and well in mind and spirit. We ask this in the name I am that I am. Amen.
Barbara?
Yes. Beloved Lady Francesca and Hilarion, beloved Mother Mary, Archangel Raphael, Lady Master Maita, and all of the healing angels, place your electronic presence over Mark Simon, who's been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Help him continue to get relief from the use of medical marijuana. And I see him standing in full vibrant health and retaining his job and working happily and usefully for many years. We also call for your divine intervention in the life of Carlene Tagstrom. We call to Jovial and the angels of joy to release those ampules of joy into the aura and the life stream of Carlene, and to find ways to call her attention to the beauty and wonder of the world, to help her to stay involved with life and find peace and happiness now in her later years. We call for increased kidney function and for the complete lifting of her depression to bring peace and harmony into her life now and always. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We accept it done. Amen.
In the name of the I Am that I Am and our Holy Christ Buddhist Self, I call out the beloved Archangel Michael. I call out the beloved Hercules to clear the way for Anna to have the strength to do every task and yet let her be balanced in that which she sees is required of her. Let her have the discernment of just how much movement. But we also ask for your intercession to strengthen her heart, strengthen her every aspect of her physiology, that she may be able to accomplish that which is in the appropriate level of her activity level. We call to beloved Cyclopean Virginia to work through the cardiologist to have him or her have the clearest vision of how to be of the greatest service to Anna and to help facilitate her heart in being healed and whole. We also call to beloved Hercules, and we call to Eros and Amora. Beloved Eros and Amora, rebuild on the etheric level, on the physical level, whatever level, in accordance with God's perfect holy will, beloved Anna's heart, that she may feel that beauty and that peace and all the God feelings and beauty within her heart, and just breathe in that healing light, that loving light, to heal any imbalances anywhere in the four lower bodies that are affecting her heart and her whole physical stance. Amen. And we also call to beloved Archangel Michael and Mighty Astraea to encircle our beloved Corina Corinth, that she may be free once and for all of all sense of a requirement for tranquilizers and alcohol. We see her cut loose and set free from every entity, demon, discarnate, that would attempt to enter her field or in any way influence her one way or the other. We see her full of joy, full of peace. And depression is no longer, because she is in that flame of joy and peace. And beloved Mother Mary, Raphael, Cyclopean, Virginia, work through Corina. Give her the vision of what her true God identity is, and feel the love and the peace and the joy of being in that flame of absolute God perfection and wholeness. And we are so grateful for answering your call, for answering our calls. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
In the name I am that I am, in the name of my mighty I am presence, and the mighty I am presence and Holy Christ Guru Self of Ron Watson, I call to beloved mighty victory to come forth and ensure the victory of the end of this cycle that has been a cycle of tremendous pain, that has been mentally, psychologically, the burden that has been upon him for these many, many years, that that cycle is ending now, that it will be absolutely ended. He will have the victory over this, and that whatever is the possibility of something wonderful, miraculous happening this next Sunday and Monday, that it will come forth. Beloved mighty victory, take command. Beloved mighty victory, bring forth this victory, that the cycles turn for Ron Watson. And I call to beloved Godfrey to bring about God freedom for Ron Watson. Bless him. Bless him in his new life. And we visualize him in a new life. Life of joy and God freedom. Amen. And I call to mighty I Am presence, the Holy Christ Buddha Self of Linnell, to take command of her entire situation. Excuse me. And to see that all will come forth from heaven, all the graces and the blessings from heaven will manifest in her outer world, that will see that her home is secured, that she will be able to keep her home. She will be able to have, we see her having small gatherings in her home of people coming together to pray and sing and worship God and all that the masters desire to do through her. But this will be manifesting now. And we also pray for and see and accept that she will have the job that she requires, the job that she desires, the job that is absolutely perfect for her. I call to the angels of coordination to coordinate all things in her life and bring all these things together in such wonderful synchronicity that she will be singing God's praises and the wonders of the way he works. And we see all this fulfilled in her life now. Amen.
Okay. In the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit, we would call to you, beloved Mothers of Heaven and of legions of Hilarion and the legions of Angel Servatus and beloved Mother Mary and Raphael. And we pray for the healing of Charity from all that besets her and all that has held her back or that has stepped in and interrupted her life regarding drugs or any other thing that is causing her to slip into depression or self-hatred or worthlessness. And we pray this also for justice. We pray for Justice, who has had such success in his life as a medical student and as an athlete and as a musician and in his job and all that he was doing, and even anticipating a wonderful marriage to the love of his life. And now he is bedridden 24/7 for such a long time. And we pray that he will come to our minds often to lift him up to heaven. And we pray for his total healing also, that he, well, despite the circumstances that he is in, that if somehow he can realize, maybe when he is taken to the retreats at night, that Perhaps he even allowed this situation, that he chose it before he was born, that he might experience what it is like to be so helpless, and what it is like to have to turn your life over to somebody else, such as his dear mother, who cares for him so lovingly. We pray for her strength, for Marcia's strength, and for her joyfulness in the midst of all of this. And we pray that her husband Floyd and any other helpers, like Charity had been, in caring for justice, to be faithful and uplifting. As I think of this situation, I wonder if I could be as strong as Marcia, and I am so grateful for her example to me. And so we pray for people in these situations all over the world that are dealing with children who have addictions or have severe illnesses and are not doing or going where they think or thought they should have gone in their lives at this time, who think that they are not fulfilling their reason for being. So we do pray for the parents and the children and the families who are all involved in these sort of troubling experiences to come to joy and peace in the midst of these situations. And we ask all this again in the name of the Father, Mother, Son, Daughter, and Holy Spirit. We pray tonight for Phyllis and for these negative energies and entities that she has been experiencing in her life that have been overwhelming. And we pray for this thing that's on her foot that is painful, and that it was put there by some kind of a negative energy or entity, possibly of a relative or in-law. And we pray that be protected. We call to you, beloved, mighty Estrella and Purity, to cut her free, cut her free, cut her free from these onslaughts that are causing such misery in her life. Help Phyllis to rise above it somehow, know exactly what she should do moment by moment in her life, what decrees, what calls, what prayers, okay, who to address. Help her to have love and send love forth to whatever it is that is attacking her, that they will be repelled and go away. Help her to use Mighty Estrella and Purity, and to use Archangel Michael, and to use Serapis Bey and his sword also, and all that is available to her through what we have learned in the Heart Center. Help us all to remember to hold her up faithfully in prayer to be freed from these energies and entities that have given her such grief. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Okay, I will let you all go unless anybody has any questions.
Thank you, Nada.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Our next
good
class
night
will be
God bless.
God bless you all.
You are such a mighty, wonderful work.
Thanks for all you do here. Thank you for coming. All your help.
We love you.
I got bumped off the call at one point when I called back in. It said there were 56 people on the call. Great. Wonderful.
Awesome.
I'll talk to you later, Donna. Because of all of our help. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Donna. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good
night.
Good night.
Thank you.
And Corina and all your children.
Goodbye.
Good night.